Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. It appears a deal has been reached on how to spend Rams settlement money in St. Louis City. We get more now from KMOX's Maria Kina and Sean Malone.
As the news continues on KMOX, two bills with different plans on spending the Rams settlement money are combining into one, as both parties have now reached a compromise. KMOX reporter Sean Malone has been covering this pretty much from the beginning, and we welcome him into the newsroom. So, Sean, I guess just take us back here so people are not so confused by this. It's been a long time since we received the money.
Yes, and the money's grown quite a bit. It was about $250 million that the city received when it got this money. With all the interest that it's accrued, they just recently got the latest number of the interest they got last year. That's brought it up now to $294 million. So just shy of $300 million for the city of St. Louis to spend. And now there have been these two bills, with one prioritizing spending the money now with a focus on infrastructure and buildings and a few other things, but mostly entirely in downtown North City and Southeast City. The other bill that was introduced that had the backing of a lot more of the power players in St. Louis City, if you will, Aldermanic President Megan Green, along with Mayor Tashara Jones, that prioritized spending the money more over time, using it more as a local match for grants, low interest loans, putting it towards a variety of other things as well. Infrastructure was certainly a big factor, but trying to grow the city's workforce through creating subsidized childcare available for city employees, youth post-secondary opportunities available for family members of city employees, you know, their kids, for example, things like that they wanted to do as well. And we've slowly kind of seen these bills starting to get closer and closer to each other. And then last week, Alderwoman Alicia Sonnier, the sponsor of the bill to spend the money more so over time, kind of reached out the olive branch to Alderwoman Pam Boyd and said, hey, we've got a lot of ideas that we both like from our bills. Let's see if we can get together and find a consensus. And now that consensus has been reached with this new bill that will be officially introduced tomorrow.
So it seems so long ago when all this started. I know they took a lot of time taking comments from the public, the general public.
Yes.
They would do Zoom calls and that sort of thing. It seems to me like public safety was always on there. That was a big issue that people wanted to see. Does this money cover any of that?
Not directly, no, but the hope that the mayor had previously explained with her bill, which a lot of that is still in this new one, is that they can address public safety concerns by addressing some of the poverty that then leads to crime. You know, housing, for example, they hope that if they can fix the housing supply, they can create more affordable housing in St. Louis, and that can help with the homeless population, you know, that we've seen throughout the city of St. Louis becoming an issue over the last couple of years in terms of it growing. You know, things like that, that they're hoping can kind of indirectly address crime. But if you're hoping that this is going to, you know, give raises to the St. Louis City Police, no, they are getting a raise through other means, as you heard earlier on the news. But that's not coming from the Rams settlement funds. On the topic of raises, just to get on a sidetrack a little bit, that was brought up. It was one of the things that I think was third amongst the priorities for city voters was raises for city employees. And the city determined that was just not feasible because, A, a lot of city employees, they're unions. So that's a lot of union negotiating. You can't just hand out those raises across the board with them. But also, B, the funds, even with how much it's grown, it's not sustainable. They would have been able to pull off raises for a few years, but eventually that money would have ran out. It just wasn't something in the long term that was feasible for the city to pull off and have a long-term impact with something like that.
And I guess the infrastructure, they are addressing that, but in three parts of the city, correct? Southeast, downtown, and north.
Yes, so downtown is getting its own separate funds from the rest of the city, which Greater St. Louis, Inc., they're behind that Spend Money Now bill because of that reason, and a lot of that was going towards downtown as well. That original bill had $100 million dedicated towards downtown. This has $74 million towards downtown. 30 of it is going to go towards, you know, mobility, infrastructure projects located downtown, roads, sidewalks, streets, things like that. $11 million is going to go towards the Railway Exchange building. Now, the other money is going to go towards, you know, preserving and creating housing, addressing vacancy, support relocation of businesses to downtown. But accessing these funds, there's a catch. There's a one-to-one private donor match. So you can't just sit there as a private company and say, I want $5 million and I'll move downtown. Okay, you got to put up $5 million towards whatever building you want to renovate to move downtown as well. You know, you're not just getting this money thrown at you for nothing. You know, you got to, in that instance, put a little skin in the game to be able to access that funds. There's other money that's going towards housing, towards mobility infrastructure that prioritizes North City and Southeast City. You know, they're going to kind of do a little scoring table, if you will, and businesses in those two regions are going to get a little bit of a higher score from being in those impoverished regions, but it's not just accessible for those regions, those funds. It just, like I said, kind of gives them a little bit of a leg up because the city views them as more in need of this money than maybe other parts of the city would.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's talk about the Railway Exchange building.
Mm-hmm.
As I understood it, did they have a buyer for it, or they're looking for a buyer?
No, they are looking for a buyer. There's a request for proposals. Let's back up a little bit. Land Clearance Redevelopment Authority still needs to vote to approve the purchase of the Railway Exchange through the price that was set through eminent domain. That's coming up next week, that vote. So that's something we'll monitor. But if they do, the city cuts the check and they've owned it. They own the building at that point. Then at that point, they'll start taking proposals from developers to purchase and redevelop the Railway Exchange. So there's still another step that needs to happen before they're looking for it. But the city is already coming out and saying they're willing to commit $11 million to the Railway Exchange from this RAM settlement money.
Okay, so $11 million will go to the renovation of that building.
There's going to be a lot more needed than just that $11 million, but obviously that could potentially attract a developer that, you know, if the money is closer, I don't know if we can make it work for this much. You know what? If the city's kicking in $11 million, bringing down that cost to redevelop it by that much, you know what? Maybe this is feasible. This is a project that we'd be interested in now.
Have they brought up the fact if they can't get a buyer for it? Because it certainly is in shambles, that building.
That hasn't been brought up, but Neil Richardson with the St. Louis Development Corporation has said that they've already had preliminary discussions with developers who have expressed interest in the Railway Exchange. So there's already a bit of interest there. Again, these are preliminary. The request for proposal hasn't been out yet, so we haven't seen any official proposals, but there's been some talk with developers about that already. I think it'd be quite surprising if nobody wound up being interested in that building, especially with, you know, the city taking over. There's no liens on it anymore. Mm-hmm. Once the eminent domain process is complete, the city's going to tear down the adjacent parking garage. You know, they're already willing to do that. So the city is putting quite a lot in to try to attract investors into the Railway Exchange building.
Sean Malone, our reporter here at KMOX, you've been following this since you got here.
Yep. And I'll keep following it to its completion.
Exactly. Thank you. Thanks, Sean.
No problem.